Now, good morning to you. Just looking at some of the headlines in the paper. There's one that says, overweight Northern Ireland shock study exposes our health time bomb. Which paper is that in? That's in the Belfast Telegraph. But we did want to speak to Caroline Bloomfield about this. And Caroline is a health and social wellbeing improvement manager with the Public Health Agency. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Caroline, I would be shocked by this particular headline in the paper, and it shows a rotund young fella eating a big pie and, you know, shock horror pictures of how fat we all are in Northern Ireland. I would be horrified, except I've been to the doctor recently and they did one of those tests, you know, where they stand you on a machine and you put your hands on like the handlebars of some shaky type weapon that looks like as if it's a weighing machine. I don't know how best to describe this, but it's like standing on some space age sort of weighing scales, and you stand on and you hold the handlebars and it shakes a little bit and you give off all sorts of signals and it tells you whether you are obese or overweight or underweight or the right weight. And I was intrigued by the feedback because I'm now looking at my friends in a much different light because, and I, you know, I don't know if you know what shape I am, Caroline, if you see me doing the weather on the telly or whatever.
I have.
Yeah. You know, I'm the blink of an eye away from being obese. You know, I was shocked. I am like over a stone overweight. And if I get two more points, I'm going to be in the obese category. You know, what about my big mate out the window there? Jeepers, he's ready to bust.
Yes, I mean, it's great that you have had that done at the doctors and maybe that's given you a little bit of a wake-up call. I mean, the health survey Northern Ireland came out yesterday and that says that in Northern Ireland now 64%, so over two-thirds of adults now in Northern Ireland are either overweight or obese. And we also know that for children, over a quarter of children are now overweight or obese. So it is a problem in Northern Ireland. And we know that this can pose a lot of problems for people's health and well-being. Because we know that being overweight or obese can lead to a number of serious health conditions like heart disease or stroke or type 2 diabetes and indeed some cancers. And it can also impact quite negatively on people's emotional health and well-being, their self-esteem, particularly among young people.
But on the back of what I've said to you, people, obese people are all around. If I'm borderline, there are people in every home who are obese, in every street we're surrounded by obese people. I had the impression that obesity was something that you looked at someone and you thought, oh dear, that person's almost ready to croak. But you know, I could be ready to croak, that's very possible, but I don't look obese. Yes, I do look a bit pudgy, but I don't, no one would ever say, there's Frank, he's obese. But you know, another pizza and a couple of pies and I'm there.
I think we've almost normalized overweight now. I mean, if you look back, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you didn't see as many people who are overweight and obese. And I think as more and more people become overweight, it sort of normalizes us, and maybe people don't realize the issues. I mean, we do live in quite an obesogenic environment, and by that I mean, you know, we live in a world that's very easy to eat too much and to eat too much of the wrong food, and it's also very easy not to do enough exercise. You know, and we would really be encouraging people to, you know, to look at what they eat, maybe to eat a little bit less, move a little bit more. I mean, that's the absolute nub of the matter. We're all eating a bit more than, or most of us are eating a bit more than we need to, and most people aren't doing enough exercise.
It really is a wake-up call for me personally, because I've got to do more exercise and I've got to cut out maybe the late-night snacks and just get the fatty bits off the body. People who may be judging themselves against my weight and having a look at the telly and saying, "Jeepers, he's not that big," and they tend to be bigger. Do they have to take some drastic action now?
No, and it's not necessarily about drastic action. A lot of it is about taking small steps. You know, there's simple things. Try and making, you know, some healthy swaps. So, you know, trying to put more fruit and vegetable into the diet, maybe trying, you know, considering having a banana instead of a bar of chocolate. Not saying you can't ever eat a chocolate and crisps and biscuits ever again, but, you know, maybe just have one biscuit instead of two. Cut down on fizzy drinks. You know, sugary drinks are a real contributor to people, especially children, becoming overweight. And really encourage people to look at food labels as well. The front of pack labeling, you know, with the traffic light system, try and incorporate more of the things that have green and maybe amber, and try to avoid the things that are red. But also we'd be trying to encourage people to incorporate a bit more physical activity just into their daily lives. You try and walk a bit more or cycle. I heard you had Claire Bailey on earlier who was talking about encouraging public transport and walking and cycling as well. You don't need to join a gym. You don't need to get into Lycra. But, you know, if you get the bus to work, maybe get off the bus a couple of stops early and walk, take the stairs at work. A lot of it is just about making small changes, and you know, when you add all of those together, it can actually have a big impact. We have the public health agency has a choosetolivebetter.com website, which gives lots of ideas, you know, for healthier recipes, for making healthy swaps, for incorporating a bit more exercise and activity into your daily life.
And we haven't even mentioned smoking and drinking. People who are doing that on top of being overweight, they're going to be switching the radio off now.
I mean, this isn't about trying to depress people and scare people, but it is about trying to give people information, and that, you know, being overweight and obese is potentially bad for your health, but it doesn't have to stay like that. You can do something about it. There's obviously things that, you know, statutory organisations can be doing as well, and we have a number of programmes in place. But, you know, the government has started taxing sugary drinks, and we've already seen the big manufacturers reformulating their products to have less sugar in, so that's good. You know, there's things that governments and organisations can do, but there are also lots of small steps that individuals can take themselves, and it doesn't, you know, and I know people can give up easily because it seems to be so difficult, and anyone who's ever tried to lose weight knows how difficult it is, but it won't happen overnight. I mean, the weight didn't go on overnight, it'll not come off overnight, so I think people have to be patient, but there are things that people can do.
And finally, was this survey, the findings of it, were they released? I'm trying to think of today's date. I don't know what the exact date is. It's the 21st of November.
Yeah.
Were they released in late November to give us a bit of a shock to the system on the countdown to Christmas? Because we can do incredible harm over the next 3 or 4 weeks when it comes to the waistline and the fat around the heart.
Well, that's true. I don't think there was any. I don't think the data is delivered. It comes out at this time every year. But certainly, maybe it is a little bit of a wake up call. And it's not saying that you can't enjoy yourself at Christmas, but, you know, don't go mad, and try to have some of the healthier options as well, rather than just going mad on the chocolate and the sweets and the alcohol as well, which is also very calorific. I think people don't often realise how many calories that there are in alcohol as well.
Caroline, there's a tone in your voice that has suggested to me that I must go walking this afternoon or this evening, and I must do it again tomorrow, and I must get back into the hills, even though it's dark in the evenings. I must make an effort to do what I enjoy in the summertime. You've inspired me, and I hopefully you've inspired other people listening to the programme as well. Do you know, I get the impression of a very fit and healthy young woman talking to me. I have no idea what you look like, Caroline, but you sound healthy.
I do cycle to work, and I actually find that really helps, because that's getting my exercise just into my normal daily routine, and it's quicker than driving or taking the bus into work. So I think you can find ways of incorporating exercise into your daily routine that doesn't actually take time, which really helps as everybody is so busy.
I get a sense that this morning I'm surrounded by the Green Party. Everybody's on a bicycle. Caroline, really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. The very healthy Caroline Bloomfield from the Public Health Agency. She's the Health and Social Wellbeing Improvement Manager. She would need to be healthy. And a reminder to us all that we're never that far away from being obese, and how wonderful walking is. And there's no doubt about that. Caroline is right on that. The most difficult part of a walk is the 3 or 4 steps from the sofa to the front door. Once you're out, it's great. I must keep telling myself that. I don't want to slip during this winter. I don't want to go to hibernation. I don't want to die.